Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is Natalie Rastokian, author of Masks, a dark fictional tale based on true life events, detailing the social, sexual, and religious taboos that take place in Lebanon and the Arab world, especially among the glitz and glamour of celebrities and royal families. So, wow, Natalie, that sounds juicy. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Stacey, for having me over. I want to say hi to you and all the staff at Annie Jennings PR, and also to all the listeners. I'm very happy that you're impressed with the story.
Yes, absolutely. Now, tell everyone why you chose Masks as the title of your book.
To be honest, I think that in life we all wear masks and we hide behind our true selves. And I was one of those people. I would not be the one who is judging others. So I decided to name my book Masks because certain social, religious, cultural, and whatever other circumstances or taboos we have in our lives urge us to wear masks and to hide our true selves. That's why I tried to do my best to talk about the issues that we have over there and why we, as a part of the Arab world and Lebanon, became female celebrities, or as women lived our lives and still living, I mean, behind masks just to satisfy others and the fear of being judged. So that's why I just used the word mask, because I want us to have the courage to remove the mask.
Now, taking into consideration a lot of what you just said, the social customs of the Arab world, you know, the novel is covered and full of controversial characters, sexual taboos, including those royals and celebrities, men in power. So what prompted you to share all of that? And are you worried about any backfiring?
To be honest, my message is I wrote the book. I've been thinking about writing it since I came to Canada. And of course, there's going to be backfire, I think. I'm not worried about the backfire. I wrote it because I think that we should start somewhere to stand up for our rights as women over there, because we are being abused for a long time, and we are just judged, and we are always inferior to men around us, because we live in a world where men are so dominant to us, and we are abused in every certain aspect as women. We are judged, and we have no organizations. I mean, we have no civil rights, and that's what urges us to wear a mask. Either we were housewives or daughters or students going to school, to celebrities or members of royal family members in the Arab world. So I wanted to bring out the ideas, putting some of my experiences and also talking about others whom I've seen through my life experience as a public figure in TV business for years. And I wanted to bring up the subject and to be their voices. Also, there's a lot of my voice in the story. So I hope that in a way I could give the answer. I don't know, maybe I'm expanding too much.
No, it's exactly what we need to hear, especially, I mean, you're talking about the Arab world, of course, but, you know, there's a lot of movements going on here in America about women that, you know, feel oppressed and have been abused. And we have the Me Too movement and the Time's Up movement.
Yes.
But do you feel that those are timely, relevant to the events going on in your book?
Honestly, it's very funny, Stacey, and it's a very good question, as if you were reading my mind, because When I started writing the book 2 years and a half ago, there was nothing, no conversation this much, not a lot of problems as for women in Hollywood, like Me Too or Time's Up movements. And once I wrote the book and I sent it to my editor, David Antrobus, he said, "Oh my God, I mean, your book, it's all about the Time's Up movement and Me Too." It was the perfect timing, but I had started to write the book before that. Over there in Lebanon, we don't have organizations like this. The only one is a new one, which is named CAFA in 2005, trying to defend women. But over there, we need power like this. We need self-confidence. Women need to differ between honor and self-respect. We don't know the difference between being raped, abused, and shame. And they confuse us with those words. And to be more honest and more open, I could tell you that wherever women and minorities are ambitious for success, powerful men will be there to exploit them, wherever it takes place, Stacey. Even if it was in television studios, in the creative arts, in the halls of power, in royal palaces, it's always the same. And the victims, I mean, we women and minorities, are afraid to lose everything and the things that we achieve in life. So if we speak up, we're scared. So we choose to cry alone and suffer rather than losing what we have. And me, I was one of those people. So once I realized that it was wrong and I came with terms with my own self, I decided to write about it, to be their voice.
Well, it sounds amazing. The story is great. The cover is gorgeous. You all have to get out there and buy Natalie's book. You can learn all you need to know about the book Masks on her website, which is natalierostokian.com, and I'll spell that for everybody, N-A-T-A-L-Y, Natalie Rostokian, R-E-S-T-O-K-I-A-N, natalierostokian.com. And of course, the book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all other booksellers as well. Natalie, thanks for sharing with us today.
Thank you very much, Stacey, for your time. And I want to tell a lot of people that it's very important to wear masks as respect to others, as long as we are convinced to. But my book is called Masks because it's enough wearing masks, and we have to remove it. Either we are going to, because we have to live a happy life, even if we are going to be accepted by few around us. Thank you very much, and my best regards to Annie Jennings and everybody and all the listeners. And good day to you too, Stacey.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of the Jenningswire online magazine. Jenningswire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit jenningswire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.